Hey, it's John Sturman from Ukuleles Unleashed. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM radio for open ears.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network in sports. There are updates. And updates. There are numbers. And numbers. There are sorrows. In sorrow, there is redemption. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alesia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Acra. Sam Rawdins is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Catskill Village Trustee Greg Smith has submitted his resignation from the Board of Trustees effective August 31st. Smith is moving to Lake Norman, North Carolina. Quote, "My reasons for relocating are for the most part personal," unquote, Smith said. Quote, "We ran a successful family car dealership for over 70 years. Most of my immediate family involved in the business have either passed on or have retired. I chose to relocate to be closer to my only relative, my brother. I have also sold off the family business and am semi-retired," unquote. The board formally accepted Smith's resignation last week. Voters will decide on his replacement in March as part of the annual village election. Smith has served as a trustee for less than 4 years. Quote, "My biggest accomplishment was spearheading and completing the comprehensive plan for the village," unquote, Smith said in a statement. Trustee Jeff Holliday said Smith did a lot of, quote, "good things," unquote, behind the scenes. Quote, "Losing Greg from the board is a loss for the village," unquote, Holliday said. Village President Peter J. Grassi III did not respond to requests for comment. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper that the Environmental Protection Agency has completed its initial evaluation of the water bodies connected to the Dewey Lofel Landfill Superfund site following the July 14th severe weather event. Operations at the landfill caused PCBs to move to water bodies such as Little Thunder Brook and the Valencia Kill. During the storm, these water bodies experienced high flows, erosion, and flooding. After the storm, surface water samples and sediment samples downstream on residential properties where sediment was deposited during the flooding were collected for study. The sediment deposit sampling focused on residential areas along the Valencia Kill within the village of Nassau, as well as residential areas north of the village along the Valencia Kill and Nassau Lake. In Nassau, PCBs were either not found or were present at low concentrations. Based on the results, EPA does not plan on any further sampling in these areas as part of its storm response. Follow-up sampling is happening in an area where PCBs were detected around the Superfund site near Mead Road. The EPA found no significant impacts to the landfill site or to the site's groundwater extraction and treatment system, which remained operational throughout the event. The Dewey Lofill Landfill near the village of Nassau was a dumping ground for toxic waste for companies such as GE for many years in the 1950s and 60s. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Sam Rawlins is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council Solar Farm Ad Hoc Committee is moving ahead with the early stages of two potential solar projects. Peter Bungenau, the City Commissioner of Public Works, presented the draft of a request for expression of interest document to the committee last week. The parcels sought for solar farm development are in the North Bay, the Atlas Brickyard with 10 acres of developable land, and the North 2nd Street Extension with 5.3 acres. Portions of each parcel are wetlands consisting of tidal marshes, clay bluffs, and stream-fed forested ravines. Bungenau said the objective is to find a solar company interested in the location. The 120 acres that make up the city's North Bay include the remnants of an industrial brownfield and a 20-acre landfill that closed in 2000. The request for proposals is intended to help the city evaluate the level of interest from developers and site users, gauge interest in alternative methods of developing solar energy in the city, and solicit interest from firms and individuals looking to assist. The city intends to lease the properties, quote, as is to a developer for 25 years. The document now goes to a Conservation Advisory Council and the full Common Council for comment. If approved by the council, responses from potential developers would be submitted 4 weeks later. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Holly Herndon explores the crossroads of voice and digital processing, viewing her computer as an instrument, and we'll hear one of her inventive works on the next Deep Threes, plus music from Ozma, Morphology, and Blue Gene Tyranny. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Sunday should be partly sunny, with a high of 76 and a low around 67. Monday, there is an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, possibly after 4 p.m., but a high of 81 is the prediction on Monday and a low around 63. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high of 75 and a low around 62. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Come the
And that was the song Dawn Bends from Mac McCaughan. The Superchunk singer collaborates here with Yola Tengo, his 2021 album The Sound of Yourself on the radio at WGXC. That was the song Resist from the 2021 album Let the Free Be Men. Portugal's Rodrigo Amado, Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee, Ithaca's Chris Corsano, and Kent Kessler. McPhee from Poughkeepsie plays the pocket trumpet, soprano saxophone, and PVC pipe on the album. Amado is on tenor sax, Kessler's on double bass, and Chris Corsano plays the drums. Twenty-21 music from Gelato Negro. It's Gemini and Leo on the radio at WGXC. From 2021. This is the single I Want to Go to the Beach from Bill Callahan, Bonnie Prince Billy, and featuring Cooper Crane on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
to the beach. I don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care. If it's dead, I don't know. Spirit went, but that's all right. I want to go to the deep, cause there's no.
That was Ben Chasney, better known as Six Organs of Admittance, with the song All That They Left You from 2021. Hudson-based duo Buke and Gace have a 2021 collaboration with So Percussion coming out. And here's the first track, Diazepam, from Hudson's Buke and Gace.
Is to forget.
That was Butumba, a 2021 single from Montparnasse Musique and Mumanga Star on the radio at WGXC. British artist Scanner with his song Chimera from the 2021 album Alchemia. Next we hear 2021 music from Pharoah Sanders, collaborating with the London Symphony Orchestra and Floating Points on an album called Promises. This is Movement 8 from Pharoah Sanders, the London Symphony Orchestra and Floating Points.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here is a 2021 new single from the Mountain Goats. The song is called The Slow Parts on Death Metal Albums.
Jumping out of my skin, this tiny sector.